I'm Katie Gilkey with the Land and Livestock Report's AgriBeef Minute. During this year's Washington legislature, there have been companion bills in both the House and Senate to bring cattle feedlots back under the ag exemption when it comes to odor or fugitive dust caused by ag activity. Washington Cattle Feeders Association President and Moses Lake AgriBeef General Manager Rob Miller says this legislation, which is awaiting Governor Inslee's signature, won't change the fact that feedlots in the state are still complying with best management practices, or BMPs, but will assist in stopping additional overreaching regulations.
We're not asking to be excluded and not be regulated. We welcome the regulation. We're happy to codify our BMPs. We're going to continue to behave the way that we always have. We're going to continue to be good stewards of the land. We're going to continue to be good neighbors. And we're going to continue to provide a good, safe environment for our employees and cattle to be in. Those that are not following the BMPs will be regulated in the same way that all other farming entities are regulated. If any farmer in the country, in the state, if they are making excessive dust and not using the right technology or the right equipment to sort of mitigate their dust, can be fined. We're just asking to be put into that ag exemption. We're going to perform our best management practices. We're going to continue to behave the same way we always have. Ultimately, it just sort of slams the door on this overreach.
Don't forget each Wednesday is our AgriBeef Minute. AgriBeef Company. Real families. Great people. Exceptional beef.
I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information Network of the West.